Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chants on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Get your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Dallas Cox and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Dallas Cox, the head coach of the Beloit girls basketball team. Coach, just one game to talk. Last, he opened out sub-state play last night against Phillipsburg. Struggled a little bit offensively throughout the night, but you were able to outscore him in the second half as he trailed by 119-18. You outscored him 25-11 in the second half to pick up a 43-31 over Phillipsburg on Tuesday night. What were your thoughts on the way that things went there as you move on to the semis?
Well, sometimes those kinds of games happen in first round of sub-state. We've played Phillipsburg before and really played well against them the first time, and they didn't play so well. And Phillipsburg throughout the season has played some pretty good teams awfully close. They played Hill City within 7 points, and Hill City is one of the teams that have beat TMP, so that we knew that they had some good games in them, and they definitely showed that Tuesday night and really pushed us, and so they got our attention, and I think the girls understand what lies ahead of them now, but they're ready to go.
Get ready for Norton coming up on Friday. They picked up what would be a semi-upset, I think, over Hoisington in the first round at Hoisington's place, and you'll play them on their floor at Norton coming up on Friday. Another Mid-Continent League team, one that you haven't seen this year. What do you think about Norton coming up Friday night?
Well, all the Mid-Continent League teams kind of beat up on each other a little bit. It's a very competitive league, and so we're going to have to be ready. They're very athletic. They remind me quite a bit of us. They're long. They get up and down the court. And so we're going to have to play awfully well. We're going to have to play better than we did last night. We're going to have to take better care of the ball and shoot a better percentage. But I think the girls will be ready to do that.
It's Dallas Cox, head coach of Beloit Lady Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats. This is our final Locker Room Chat of the season, Coach, so we certainly thank you for taking the time all year to talk Lady Trojan basketball, and best of luck as you try to get to the 3A state tournament.
All right, we will do. Thank you, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
We're Willow Spring Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Ryan Eilert, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans boys basketball team. Coach, you opened out sub-state on Monday with a nice win over Hoisington, 82-56. Well, you jumped on them early, had a 19-5 lead after one, and led 40-12 at halftime, getting 21 from Reams, 16 from Hesting, and 14 from Budkey. Just overall, how pleased were you with the opening part of that game to get that big lead early?
I was very pleased. We played exceptionally well and just came out with a lot of energy on offense and defense and limited them what they wanted to do on their offensive end. And then, I felt like we shared the ball extremely well. Reams goes for 21 and also had 10 assists and just shared the ball and set each other up. And pleased the way that we came out with that look in our eye of, we're going to go out and play well and compete and just really put the game away early. And I think you kind of saw Hoisington's two sides. Their year's kind of been up and down. In the first half, they struggled. But then they got it going in the second half, and to their credit, they kept battling and were able to knock down some shots. But I felt like we were able to execute and just did a good job of doing what we needed to in the first half and then maintaining it in the second.
You guys are now 15-6, and you're the 3 seed in the sub-state, so clearly as you look at that, you're in a pretty good sub-state as you've hit the semifinals, and it seems to be pretty wide open right now. TMP Marion, 18-3 coming up on Thursday. You'll play them at 6 o'clock there in Norton. What are your thoughts on the Monarchs and what they have to offer this year?
They're good. They've got a 6'7 kid averaging about 20 that can shoot threes and drives it well, and then is able to – he's very active inside, and so – that's a concern for us because, you know, throughout the year, big guys that hit the offensive glass we've struggled against, and that they complement it with a couple kids on the outside that can knock down threes and a good point guard that kind of gets them into what they want to be in. And they're very disciplined and run a ton of sets. And so, for us, rebounding is going to be huge. We want the pace to be up and down. And at the same time, we want to limit, their looks and make them earn everything they get and not, give up second chance points. So it's going to be a challenge. And at this point in the year, you're going to have to play well every game if you want to move on.
Ryan Adler, head coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in our locker room chats. Coach, this is our final locker room chat of the year. So we certainly thank you for taking the time all season to talk Trojan basketball. And best of luck as you try to get to the 3A state tournament.
Yeah, I appreciate everything you guys do. You guys spend a ton of time, and our community is pretty fortunate to have the coverage that we have, and appreciate all the time you guys put into it.
Well, thanks, Coach.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Our Wednesday locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on KD Country 94 with Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog girls basketball team. Coach, your Lady Dogs finishing out the season last night with a loss to Stockton 72-33 in the first round of sub-state. You did win your regular season finale against Rock Hills 43-20 going into that, so I don't know if you felt like you might have had a little bit of momentum there, but you fall to Stockton, a team that you'd only lost to by 12 earlier in the season. They get you by 39 the second time. What maybe went wrong and was different the second time around?
Well, I felt like coming off a regular season win against Rock Hills, we played fairly well against them. I mean, we executed our offense. We shot the ball well, and we grabbed some boards and were able to capitalize on that. And, last night it was just, something was different, in the locker room before the game. Like I said, the emotions were different. I just felt that, everybody was nerved up and it showed, we came out there and had some silly mistakes right off the bat. We just did not play very good defense at all. And, we struggled. Anytime we get behind, it's hard for us to shoot ourselves back into those games. Defensively, we struggled. We got out rebounded, 3-4-1 last night and then had, a tremendous amount of turnovers again. So it was just, it was tough. I hated to see the season end that way, playing them at home, so close. We had that game at home, a month ago within 3 points, a couple different times, and then got foul trouble there late in the game, and then kind of extended, the lead on us, and ended up, beating us by, 11, 12 points. But so I was just disappointed the way the season came to an end last night, we've had improvements throughout the year with this, you know, with this girls team, and you know, the attitudes have been great, you know, for the most part. So it was just a tough loss last night to end the season.
You finished 6-15 on the year, but moving on, kind of looking ahead and forward to maybe some of the future for Osborne Bulldog basketball. You just lose one senior in Jessica Engler, but you'll have quite a few girls with experience coming back, which should bode well for you in the future. What are your thoughts about that?
And, you know, I am excited, you know, for next year already. You know, I know it's time for a break, and, you know, we need to get away from the basketball court here for a couple months, but, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm going to talk to these girls here, you know, next week at uniform check-in, but you know, we got to have some commitment in the off season to improve this team. You know, I think that's, you know, we're behind the eight ball, and we've been, you know, for a couple of years now that, you know, this group of girls hadn't played a lot of basketball together. So, you know, it's tough to pick a basketball up in January and, you know, by Christmas or after the first year be all-stars. So I hope that, you know, we can get some commitment and work in the off season to improve and play, you know, better as a team for the upcoming years.
Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Dogs, here on our Locker Room Chats, getting our final Locker Room Chat of the year, Coach. And we thank you for being with us all season, and best of luck down the road.
Well, thank you, Dusty, and I appreciate all you guys' work at the radio station and your coverage with all the local sports. So I just want to thank all you guys, and we'll look forward to next year.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, joined by Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we talked last, you finished out the regular season with a tough 45-42 road loss at Rock Hills. You had a lead down the stretch, and then they made a couple plays in the end there to pick up the victory by three. Just overall, what were your thoughts of the loss there at Rock Hills on Friday?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, just like you said, just didn't make enough plays down the stretch, and give Rock Hills credit, they did make the plays. You know, we had a couple opportunities there right at the end to, you know, get a rebound, and like one time we traveled, and the other one hit off two guys' hands, and they end up with the ball and hit a shot at the end. So, but yeah, I mean, overall, we just didn't play very well offensively against their zone. And, you know, which had been our strength all year going in, give Rock Hills a little credit for giving us a different look of a zone. You know, I think they run 1-2-2 zone instead of we hadn't faced that much. That being said, we didn't do horrible against it. We just didn't make enough plays in it, and got real stagnant offensively, too much standing around, and just didn't make enough plays. So,
you got Substate coming up. You had a first-round bye there, and you'll have Stockton coming up here in the semifinal round. Stockton, a team definitely that they've struggled a little bit this year. They've got some talent. They just don't have a lot of numbers, and you can see that they probably get fatigued as the game goes on with a short bench. But Stockton, yourself, Rock Hills, Pike Valley that are left in this Substate, it looks like it's pretty wide open. What are your thoughts on Stockton coming up on Thursday night?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's definitely wide open. Yeah, it's just like you said, Stockton, you know, they're very capable of winning the Substate. They've got enough talent to do it. Real patient on offense. Get it to the right people, get shots from the right people, and play great defense, and they have good athletes. They got size in the middle. You know, we're going to have to play well to have a chance against them, and hopefully we come out and do that.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final Locker Room Chat of the season, so we certainly thank you for taking the time all year and wish you the best here as you finish out Substate.
Yeah, thanks a lot to you guys, too, and thanks for the coverage.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Next Tech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Next Tech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We continue with our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burgard. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Next Tech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
And we'll welcome you back on our locker room chats on Katie Country 94 with Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center girls basketball team, the Lady Red. Coach, finishing out your season at Substate there Monday as you were at Republic County in Belleville, 29-18, the final score, very low scoring affair there for your team. Couldn't get the offense rolling. Obviously, Republic County, a team that likes to be deliberate and slow paced sometimes as well. Your overall thoughts on that game on Monday night?
Well, it was certainly a tough game for us offensively, as the score indicates. But we work hard, especially hard on defense, and we've been prone now to. It seems like we have a high percentage of turnovers, which on the offensive end, when we shoot, I think we shot 23 or 24 shot attempts the whole game, and when you do that, there's really no way you're going to have a chance to win a game like that. And Republic County is well coached, and he did, they do their homework, and they had her, the offensive threats that we do have at a really hard time, it seems like. And no matter what we tried, it seemed like it was kind of futile. And the only saving grace for us throughout the game was the fact that we were in the game, because our defense held up, and their percentage wasn't that great either. But I thought both teams fought hard, and I really do think the better team won and is going on to the semifinals.
You move on now. Again, you finished out the season with a record of 10-11 this year, and just battled some injuries again this year. As you look at this group, you have four seniors that were on the roster that'll be gone, and you lost Macy earlier this year, Macy Nixon with an injury. Sierra Kuhn really played well down the stretch for you, as well as Michelle Palmer. Just overall, your thoughts on the senior class that will be heading out?
Well, I think you hit it right on the nose with all of them. I mean, losing Macy 2/3 into the season really hurt us from the leadership part, because she was our team leader, and when you're missing that, when you struggle offensively and of that nature, it makes it really tough. And all the girls that we have that are seniors are good kids. They're going to go on to be successful, and they're going to be missed. But I'm excited about the prospects of what we have coming back, and a pretty good incoming junior high group. So it'll be something we have to hopefully get better at, and maybe get some more offense going, and just keep the work ethic the way we have, and keep practices going the way they are, and hopefully it'll be okay.
It's Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here in our locker room chats. Coach, again, this is our last locker room chat of the season, so we certainly thank you for taking time to talk Lady Red basketball with us all year, and wish you nothing but the best.
Dusty, we appreciate you covering us and having these talk shows. Thank you very much.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Are you looking for an affordable used John Deere sprayer? Look no further than Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer. Let our knowledgeable sales staff help you find just what you're looking for to best fit the needs of your operation. With 17 locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas, we have one of the largest used sprayer inventories around, all backed by an extensive parts and service network. Or visit landmarkimp.com to browse our complete inventory and experience the Landmark difference. Don't wait. Take advantage of great financing happening now.
And welcome back to our locker room chats on Katie Country 94. We're now able to reach the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, Joe Burgard, this week. On the boys' side, his team finishing out their season with a 93-47 loss to Sacred Heart on Tuesday night, first round of the 2A Substate, as Smith Center finishes their season at 6-16. Again, they were led by Austin Hobelman. He had 10 points. Sacred Heart winning 93-47. The Knights are now 21-0 on the season. For Smith Center, they will move on now as they lose a couple seniors from this year's roster, Blake Hackert and Gavin Overmiller, but they'll return guys like Brett Meyer and Thane Benoit and Austin Hobelman, who were consistent double-figure scorers this season for the Smith Center Redmen. Again, they finish at 6-16 here in the 2015-16 season. We'll take a timeout when we come back. Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats. We'll get together with the head coach of the Lady Leopards, Steve Chris, coming up next. It's on our Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94 and online at katiecountry94.com. Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
When it's time to upgrade your combine, look no further than Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer. Every machine in our used inventory, including our wide array of used combines and headers, is put through a rigorous inspection process. We have a large selection of 1- and 2-year-old low-hour machines that are ready to go now. Take advantage of our great financing offers, including interest waivers and fixed rates. View our complete inventory at landmarkimp.com or visit your Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Dalen Rathbun. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Big's Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tesca.
And we're back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined by Steve Crist, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards. Coach, you opened out Substate with Solomon there on Monday night, and then you actually finished the regular season with a loss to St. John's Tipton as well on Friday. Just over these last two games, what are some of the things that you saw from the team as you finished out your season with the 40-30 loss to Solomon on Monday?
Well, against St. John's, we started out really well. We came out real strong and jumped up on them. I think it was like maybe 10-2 or something like that, and really came out and played very aggressively and hit shots I think we had about a 3-point lead at half, and so we came out great, and then they made some adjustments. We knew they'd make some adjustments and come out with a little bit more fire and everything the second half, and they did, they kind of got away from us in the second half, but I was real pleased with our performance. And then on Monday against Solomon, we just came out really tight. It felt like we were kind of just playing a little bit scared and trying too hard and not relaxing and playing. We got ourselves in a hole and didn't execute some things early. And then once we settled down, we were able to come back. We actually had a 2-point lead, I think, late in the third quarter, early fourth quarter, and then just couldn't finish the game. But, you know, sometimes that happens in a postseason. You start to feel the pressure. The season's winding down, and you just don't relax and perform. But, you know, overall, I felt like we played pretty well. We just had some spots in there where we didn't execute, and good teams took advantage of it.
So, again, as you finish out the season with the loss there to Solomon, just kind of looking back at this group, obviously you have some seniors that are going to be exiting the program, and your leading scorer, Brittany Harlow, is one of those. Lindsey Chris, Cheyenne Zatko, didn't get as much time as you might have wanted this year, as well as Wallison and Walford and Folk and Obermiller. I mean, that's a big group that you're going to lose. What are your thoughts on this exiting senior class?
Yeah, they've been a great group for us. They were freshmen when Jenna Ferris and that group were seniors, and so I think they kind of learned from them and had a good foundation coming in. And then this group has kind of carried the load for us for the last 3 years, and there's just such a nice mix with this group. You got some good guards, you got some good posts. They really have it's kind of rare in this size of a school. You kind of have everything you need in one class. You've got posts, you've got wings, you've got guards or point guards, and it's just been such a good group to work with. They get along well with each other. They just have a lot of fun and just enjoy competing. You know, anytime you have a daughter in the class, it makes it a little bit more special too. And I've been seeing these kids compete, playing soccer and peewee softball and things like that since they were pretty young. So it's been a great experience, and these kids are going to do great things in the future. And it's hard to see it come to an end, but they've had a great career, and I'm really proud of all that they've accomplished.
Steve Crist, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we appreciate your time all season long as this is our final chat for the year, and we wish you nothing but the best down the road.
Okay, thank you very much, and we appreciate all your time you put in also.
At the Bank of Teskiat, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbeger, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Teskiat in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Teskiat. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
We welcome you back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by Daylen Rathman, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard basketball team. Coach, you finished out your season, regular season on Friday against St. John's Tipton with a 61-47 loss. Then you took on a really good Bennington team following 57-40 in the first round of the postseason there at home on Tuesday night there. So just kind of looking overall at the last couple games as your season comes to a close, what stood out the most in these two?
We played some good teams, you know. Of course, you know, you get down to the end, they're all good. And we finished out the season with some good teams. And you know, we played very well against St. John's. They're just a good team, and they were able to respond to what we were doing and what we put on them. And Bennington, I think they're just right up there too. So, and in some aspect, it was good. I mean, I would have liked to won the game, but mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you know, if you want to play well, you know, you can. If you play well, sometimes you know, you may not win, but if you play well, that's a satisfaction in that aspect too.
So again, you fall to Bennington there to finish your season at 13-8. Definitely made some improvements this year, but you're going to miss a pretty good senior class, ones that played quite a bit and had a lot to do with the success of your program and the improvement that you made over the last few years. You know, Walter, Sims, Golidge, Emmert, Winters, and David, all seniors for your team. Just kind of looking at that, what do you have to say about that senior class as they exit?
They started when they were sophomores, and, you know, I came in and we did a lot of good things. I thought maybe they would be good, and we did. I mean, we had some injuries to Braden Lurie, who was injured in football, but he was part of that senior class. Mm-hmm. And he kind of responded pretty well to the adversity, and they were able to win and some of the games and achieve some of the goals that we set for them. And I'm gonna miss them. They worked hard. They were about. You know, they wanted to win, and it's gonna be a change here. I do want to thank them for all their work and what they did. So it's gonna be a big difference from with them, and then next year we're gonna have to kind of start all over again, but we got some people that I think are capable. We just have to do the things we need to do and kind of play into that. So hopefully the kids are going to go on. I know Zach and Matt David are going to go on and play football, mm-hmm. football at major college, at college. And that's a bright spot there.
It's Daylen Rathman, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard basketball team here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is the final Locker Room Chat of the season, so we certainly thank you for taking time to talk Leopard basketball all season and wish you nothing but the best down the road.
Well, I want to thank you for all your support and everything you've done. And without you guys, we probably wouldn't get a lot of recognition. So thanks again for your effort and stuff.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Teskiat and S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
At the Bank of Teskiat, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Teskiat in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Teskiat. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, joined by Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, you played your season finale since we talked last against Wilson, a 69-40 win. You get 21 from Kirsten Berger, 13 from Cassie Breton, and 10 from Taylor Peterson. Offense really seems to be clicking right now for your team ever since that St. John's Tipton game as you pick up a nice win to finish out the regular season.
Yeah, you know, I think we are moving the ball well. We're not being selfish. We're taking what teams are giving us, and you know, that's just one of the things that I've stressed all season. We're not counting on just one particular person. You know, Kirsten's just been doing a tremendous job for us, you know, as well as Cassie and Shaylan. They just really been good leaders this year for me on the floor. So, you know, the big X factor this year, I think, was Taylor Peterson, just night in, night out, just not only on the offensive end, but she's been playing some really good defense for us. And you know, I just wanted to give her a little bit of credit here today. So hopefully she can just keep playing that game for us. She's going to have a tough job coming up this next week and against Stockton. And like I say, hopefully those three leaders will keep plugging away for us.
Stockton in the semifinals, as you said, coming up on Friday night. I had a chance to see them last night against Osborne, and they seem to be clicking there. Really good job of putting on pressure. And they got some size on the inside with Hamilton and some good shooters on the outside as well. What are your thoughts about Stockton coming up on Friday?
Yeah, that's the thing. I want to shut down Hamilton first. I think my guards are going to be able to take care of the perimeter if we're willing to work hard, especially if we work like we did against Hill City. That was a very special game for us, and I just hope that we can duplicate that. And teams are really going to struggle shooting against us if we can pressure that perimeter. And like I said, if Taylor can play that good inside game on our zone and shut Hamilton down, I think we'll be just fine.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final Locker Room Chat, so we definitely thank you for joining us all year to talk Lady Longhorn basketball, and best of luck as you try to get to the state tournament.
Hey, I appreciate it, Dusty.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed, and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
And we'll welcome you back in our locker room chats on Katie Country 94 with John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, unfortunately for you guys, you saw your season come to a close on Monday night with a 52-23 loss to Pike Valley in the first round of the 1A Substate First Division One there at Rock Hills. Obviously a struggle offensively with just 23 points and really struggled early in the game from offense as far as that was concerned. Overall, your thoughts on the Pike Valley game, what do you think about that loss there Monday night?
Well, Pike Valley is an awfully good team, and we lost our leading rebounder, Jordan Gehring, to an illness that day, so that really hurt us. But I thought the kids come out really inspired and wanted to play hard, and we stayed in there, and then Pike Valley rebounded and made a couple threes and got a run on us, and then the game was over. But I thought our kids played hard, much like they have all year, and just thought Pike Valley was a little bit better down the stretch and when they needed to be.
Kind of looking overall at this season, you did win two more games than you did last year. You finished 4-18, though. You were in some of the, I think, probably more competitive, I guess, is basically what I'm getting at this season for your team. Maybe it didn't show up all the time in the win column, but what were your thoughts on this group here? You lose seniors Gavin Taylor and Jordan Gearing, and just kind of looking at the group as a whole, what do you think about this team?
Well, you know, you're exactly right. It was kind of a season Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in the fact that, you know, we didn't score a lot early. Then we started averaging 51 points a game, and then we gave up way too many points over past Christmas and the tournament. And then last couple weeks we've been giving up 51 points a game, which isn't bad, but now we can't score. So, matter of fact, we didn't score in a couple quarters against one team, and then the other night we didn't score in the second quarter. So, you know, all in all, it's a disappointing season when you don't win games you should win, and you know, your goal is always to go to the sub-state and the state championship, but when you're young and inexperienced and only play 12 games a year in the summer, you're not going to be real good until you get together. So we're already entered in the Mr. Basketball Tournament in June, and I'm going to have my summer league again with six or eight teams, and the kids are asking about camps and stuff, so that's half the battle getting them involved. But, you know, it's we both need a little bit of break because we did only win four games, but you're absolutely right. That was two more than last year, and we were competitive, and hopefully we can get things going in football and basketball with a good weight season and a good off season.
John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, during the Locker Room Chats. Coach, this is our final Locker Room Chat of the year, so we thank you for talking Longhorn basketball with us all season and wish you nothing but the best down the road, Coach.
Nobody does it better than KDNS, Dusty.
I appreciate that.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.